From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Trump administration is responding to criticism that it isn't giving enough help and quickly enough to Puerto Rico after the American island was devastated by Hurricane Maria. The acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke spoke to reporters Thursday at the White House.
You are seeing devastation in Puerto Rico. That is the fault of the hurricane. The relief effort is under control. It is proceeding very well, considering the devastation that took place.
Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the eight-day period between the declaration of an emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a three-star general for recovery efforts. He also told reporters that in Puerto Rico there are 44 operational hospitals out of 69 total. And he said, the president and I have absolute 100% confidence in what Secretary Elaine Duke and the FEMA director Brock Long and the men and women of Puerto Rico are doing. They are going to get through this. Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on Thursday that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining they were linked to Russia and sought to interfere in American politics. The closed-door sessions followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russian-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the United States aided in targeting content to certain users. This is VOA News. The Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep